The doorbell rings, and a bitch rushes forward, his soft cock flopping from side to side. He opens it, allowing a short, burly creature to enter. His heavy frame fills his tailored pants and white dress shirt. The buttons are undone low, revealing his intensely hairy chest. His meaty pecs are about to fall out. A trimmed black beard rests below a Venetian mask covering his upper face. Sharp green eyes peer through the holes while a smile curls on his lips.
You keep your boys in shape, Brock. Always a great lineup.
Ah, Tom, you made it!
Brock emerges from the lounge holding a cigar.
Please, take a look. Pick your favorite.
The bitches stand motionless in a row, all of us with our eyes lowered. Tom approaches, scanning up and down each queer, his eyes lingering between our legs. Glancing from the corner of my eye, I can tell he appreciates the more muscular physiques. He steps near me and stops.
Well, I don't recall ever seeing you here.
He grabs my chin and forces me to look up.
Let me see those pretty eyes.
He's new. I found him alone in a bar, lost, cold, afraid.
Brock steps close, smoke swirling around his face.
He hasn't been broken in yet. He's untouched by men. His purity is intact.
Yeah, I can see it.
Tom strokes my chin with his rough fingers.
What's your name, boy?
Tanner, sir.
Well, Tanner, I like myself a challenge. Untamed boys are my favorite. Let's see what you've got.
He reaches out and grabs my hand, pulling me from the lineup. The other bitches stare at the ground while he drags me into the lounge. I stumble barefoot atop the marble tiles.
Make me a drink. Stirred gin martini.
He flops onto a leather sofa and points to the bar at the room's rear. Yes, sir. I give a small salute. An amused smile flashes across his face. I step behind the bar and begin mixing his drink, while more party guests arrive. One after another, they select a partner and enter the lounge. A few other pimps arrive with their own lineups. I guess they're friendly with Brock. I remember what he said, though. Never make eye contact with another pimp. Looking at another man, that would be profoundly disrespectful. Here you are, sir. I approach the sofa and hand Tom his drink.
Perfect. Get on the floor. Rub the feet.
He kicks his dress shoes off. Without hesitation, I sink to the carpet. Tom wears long black socks that coat his calves. The tight fabric is damp with sweat as I peel it away, revealing his hairy legs. His feet are long and wide. The soles are coated in sturdy, dark tan skin that's pale in the middle and darker near the toes and heel. His nails are cropped short, highlighting the gentle curvature of his toes. They're round and plump, like little dumplings. But there's no mistaking it. These are a man's feet. The tops are hairy. There's a damp, athletic scent in the air.
Well, you just gonna look at them?
He sips his martini. Sorry, sir. I grip the warm, sweaty flesh and begin kneading. The firm, bodily resistance sends a chill down my spine. His skin is heated and thick. The scratchy surface feels a bit nice against my fingertips. And the size... His feet fit perfectly in my large hands. It's absolutely bizarre, but I like it. I like rubbing his feet. The room gradually fills with older men and young, naked homos. Laughter and conversation fills the air. Drinks flow freely. Tom throws his head back and closes his eyes, relaxing into my massage. The sight makes my stomach flutter. A man is pleased with me. I can't help but wonder what he does for a living. Maybe he's a lawyer or a corporate executive. Maybe he owns a construction company. That'd fit his rugged exterior. But it isn't my place to ask questions. I need to remain silent. I'll rub these feet all night if he wants.
You're good at this.
His eyes crack open.
But I didn't come here for a basic massage. I can get that shit anywhere.
What would you like me to do, sir?
Lick him.
What?
Lick my fucking feet. Nothing feels better than a tongue against the sole. And get into it. I'll be able to tell if you aren't enjoying yourself.
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised by the strange request. Men come here for rare experiences. Foot licking is just the tip of the iceberg. I lean toward his tan sole, my nose crinkling as the wet scent flows into my nostrils. My tongue extends, pressing against the warm, rough heel. Salty, bitter. I salivate, nearly drooling down my chin. The hard wrinkles scrape my sensitive tongue as I move higher, sliding between his plump toes. Sock lint enters my mouth. I pull back to pick it out.
Suck those toes, you fucking whore!
Yes, of course. I move in, nursing on his big toe like a suckling piglet. My tongue swirls over the bulb while a satisfied grin stretches across his face. This is a queer foot massage. It's a service you can't get at a spa. Down between my legs, my cock begins to inflate. This scent, this flavor, it reminds me of when Brock made me examine his bulge. I'm letting a man's aura into my body. His pheromones, his secretions, they're clouding my mind.
What do you think?
Brock steps behind Tom and holds out a box of cigars.
He's a natural. You've always had a talent for finding quality queers. So many of them are feral and pompous. That's why I come out here. You're running a ranch.
Only the finest livestock.
He smirks while Tom takes a cigar and pulls a lighter from his pocket.
Queer, get up here. Give me a light.
His toe pops from my mouth. Tossing me the lighter, he holds the cigar between his lips while I climb onto the couch. Sitting on my knees, I ignite the flame while Brock watches with approval. I hold it under the cigar, gazing into Tom's green eyes behind his mask.
Get this shirt off, boy.
He puffs, sending tendrils of smoke swirling around my face. Brock leaves to mingle with other patrons while I move in, unfastening the buttons of Tom's dress shirt. One by one, I reveal his dense, hairy core. He's got the build of a monster, cut abs, heavy pecs, sharp nipples that protrude past his fur. Once the buttons are undone, he allows me to remove the shirt, displaying his fit, beefy biceps. They're dense like bowling balls. And his pits, long hairs poke out beneath his arms, tiny beads of moisture glistening in the dim light.
Go ahead. Touch it.
He looks down at his chest.
I can tell you're curious.
My face flushes, and I remain silent. My trembling fingers extend, moving toward that beastly body. The coarse hair scratches my palms as I make contact. The flesh is warm, scorching. I travel down to his abs, taking in the strange sensation of hard masculine muscle. It's firm, but supple. My dick grows taller.
Come on, babe, scratch it, make me feel nice.
Tom puffs his cigar and throws an arm around my shoulder. I cuddle in close, tracing my nails up and down his burly chest. His natural scent blends with burning tobacco, causing me to grow lightheaded. All around us, the party is morphing. The atmosphere is becoming hot and heavy. I scan the room, watching shirtless older men receiving massages. I watch while a gentleman unbuckles his belt, extracting his erection while two homos kneel, kissing it on both sides. The sight sends a burst of adrenaline into my veins. Near the bar, a queer's on his hands and knees. A man is behind him, fondling his bitch's little balls while spitting into his ass crack. What the fuck? I'm not a queer. I'm not. But I can't stop watching. I'm gonna pass out. So much smoke. So much sweat.
Don't be afraid. The first time's always a shock.
Tom's deep voice ricochets down my ear canals.
This old dick has claimed so many of your kind. I love wet, tight pussy, but there's something special about a virgin male hole, mounting another man, reinforcing the hierarchy. It's the ultimate high.
Can I see it?
Not yet. Show me you want it. Give these pecs some attention.
I hesitate before leaning toward the hairy boulders. My lips press against his skin, setting a damp, tender, innocent kiss in the chest cleavage. He laces a hand into my hair, holding me firm and forcing me to bask in his heat. The hair is itchy against my cheeks. It's like my face is lodged inside a hairy ass crack. And his heartbeat, my lips can feel it. It's pounding fast and hard, just like my own.
Take it, babe. It's time.
He lets me go. I pull back and watch while he unbuckles his belt and pulls his pants down to his knees. His short, thick dick smacks up against his abdomen while he reclines on the couch. That tube? It's nearly as thick as my forearm. The length certainly isn't impressive, but it's nonetheless frightening. It puts my slender cock to shame. I struggle to imagine how that monster can even fit inside a pussy. He must make women scream.
Well, don't just sit there. Work on it.
It's so thick. I glance away. I've never done this before. Oh.
No shit. That's what I'm paying for. A college boy, lost and alone on his Vegas vacation. You should thank me for this. My cock will change your life.
He grabs me by the hair and pulls. I make no effort to resist. I'm ready for this. My body is a quivering, sweaty mess, but my mind is focused. The smoke and sweat have dispelled all other thoughts. I barely even remember my own name. Cock. All I care about is cock. I'm so hard. So fucking horny. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.